For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill here on AM 1150, our special noontime news feature today featuring Meg Moynihan with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Meg, we appreciate your time as always. And today we're talking about a new farm and rural helpline program, which is designed to, well, help out farmers and rural Minnesotans when it comes to, well, issues that go on daily on a farm. It's a very big resource and a very neat tool which has been created.
Well, we really hope so, and we hope it's well used. I think, Joe, that your listeners are no strangers to the fact that farming is a stressful life and a stressful occupation. And, you know, right now we're facing some uncertain markets. We're facing low prices. You and I, just before this call, were talking a little bit about the weather and those challenges, and we know that farmers are working really hard and sometimes facing burnout. So this is a new hotline. Well, actually, it's kind of a retooled hotline that is we're calling the Farm and Rural Helpline. And it's available for farmers and rural people who feel like they need a little help and would like to call. It's open 24 hours a day.
So, Meg, I'll be honest. I mean, a lot of farmers out there, you and I both know, are maybe not real apt to talk about their feelings very often there, Meg.
That's exactly right. And that is one reason we think this is an important resource. You know, there are places in the community that are excellent sources of support. People can talk to their family physicians. People could talk to a clergy person that they felt close to. There are resources in the community and the families and friends. But sometimes you and I both know that farmers can be very stoic and private people. And ironically, sometimes it's a little easier to talk about challenges with a stranger than it might be with a friend. And that's why we're providing this option.
I was very, very young in the 80s, but I've heard many, many of stories back then when it came to difficult ag issues. And it seems like it's almost a copy and paste from what some of the issues were many decades ago.
Well, it does, and I think there are some new challenges now that perhaps we haven't had we didn't have as much in the 80s. You know, we have certainly more people working off the farm, more spouses, and even principal operators are working off the farm now. I think there's some marriage challenges, and I think really what I'm hearing is some of the generational transitions that farms are facing are putting a lot of stress on the older generation, but also the newer generation that says, I want a farm, but this is pretty daunting to figure out how to cash flow this all.
Meg, it seems like the hotline, too, it's not just, you know, listening to the issues, but it's also being that bridge and connecting with further resources.
It is, and I think it's important that listeners know that the people that answer the phone are in Minnesota. You're not calling Mexico. You're not calling Taiwan or India. You're calling Minnesota. It's a call center in the Twin Cities that is dedicated to talking to people that are in crisis or are having challenges and difficulties. They are all trained counselors, and they don't tell you what to do, but they could probably help you clarify your thinking a little bit, identify some of the issues that can seem overwhelming, and also think about some strategies that you might use or some resources, like you say, connect you with legal services or connect you with people that could help you restructure debt. Or, you know, if you're feeling a lot of depression and you don't have a family physician, maybe help you figure out how to find somebody that could help you with that physical challenge that you're experiencing.
Meg Moynihan joining us with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And I think a lot of folks see the outside before the inside. I mean, if you have a broken arm or a sprained ankle, and yeah, you need some help. But to address that emotional side, I know we come off Farm Safety Week. Very ideal to bring this up at this time.
Well, I think it really is. It's what's going on intellectually. It's what's going on emotionally. And the other important thing, I think, Joe, is that this resource can be very helpful to people who see someone who is in crisis or facing challenges or just maybe having trouble making decisions, having trouble sleeping, you know, some signs and symptoms that all is not well, and you don't know what to do to help that person. So you could call this helpline and say, look, I'm noticing some changes in my spouse or my neighbor. What is it that I could do to be helpful and get them the help that they need without being a real pill or overstepping my bounds? Because you know, in Minnesota, we don't really want to offend anybody, but we also want to support our neighbors and friends and hold each other up in the farming community.
Meg, can callers, for the most part, remain anonymous for the most part, or?
It is absolutely confidential. They'll ask for a first name. You could use your own first name, or you could tell them that your name is Joe. And they may ask for a number, and if you choose to give them a number, you can. That's in case the call is disconnected. They could call you back. It is confidential. They do not report anything to the Department of Agriculture about who you are or what you're calling about. You know, we don't receive any personal information. And you're not calling the Department of Agriculture. You're calling a call center that really specializes in talking to people who are facing stress.
And a simple toll-free number, which we'll post online for additional resources, but a simple number is all they need, correct, Meg?
A simple number is all they need. It's 833-600-2670, and that is a toll-free number. When I first saw it, I wondered, 833, you know, I've heard of 800 and 866 and 888, but now I guess we've gone to 833 for toll-free. So 833-600-2670.